And go.
And dance in 3, 2, 1. Hello there, and welcome to the...
Natalie.
That's Natalie. No, it's not Natalie. That's Sabina. And Dennis.
Show
podcast. Someone's missing here today.
Yes, we're missing the pivotal human being.
An extremely important person. But why is she missing? I want to explain to you what's going on here. So today's episode is sponsored by our first brand. It wasn't really a brand, but it is a brand. It's Offline Humans. Offline Humans tea is coming out very, very soon. This is actually what Natalie's up to right now. She's coming up with concepts and ideas for promoting the new tea.
Woo! We're very excited. It's been a long process. We've been working on this for a long time. Even you guys before I got back.
Long time. Also, the Best Me Journal will be dropping also very soon. Mm-hmm. By soon, I mean within maybe the next 2 months. But for now, Offline Humans will be sponsoring today's video. And just for podcast listeners and viewers, just for you guys, we are still in the testing phase of the offlinehumans.com website. Mm-hmm. We will be releasing a very small inventory of teas. All three flavors will be coming out onto offlinehumans.com. And you can buy it the moment this podcast airs. Once you hear this, you can literally go to offlinehumans.com.
And buy the tea.
Purchase the teas. Mm-hmm. I want to be very honest with you guys. It may be glitchy. Something might go wrong.
Please let us know kindly.
But you will get your tea somehow, some way. I will receive, you will get it.
Me and Dennis are packaging them ourselves. It might just be me. I will leave you a little note if you want. Say you're from the podcast and you'll get a little handwritten note from me.
I will make sure that the every single order that goes out today and possibly into the weekend will get at least Natalie's signature. I will make sure that she will sign it. So you'll get a hand-signed
tea
from us.
Yeah, from all of us here on the podcast.
It has gone through these hands. These hands have physically touched your tea. Also, there's some discounts on there. If you buy two teas, you get them for $28.99 or $28.89. Three teas for $40. The teas are brought and made in Colombia.
Colombia,
they are caffeine free,
Colombia,
and no sugar added. We really, really love these teas. Natalie is very particular about her teas.
She loves having them with carbonated drinks.
Yes, she has them with carbonated drinks, with ice, sometimes hot. These teas are actually hot. Mm-hmm. And when I say tea, they're not necessarily teas in like tea bags. Mm-hmm. They are dried fruit infusions. So they go beyond that. I would say it might be even healthier, to be honest.
Yeah, don't expect a little tea bag in there that you get to like dip and stuff. It's not like that.
It's straight up dried fruit. Mm-hmm. You pour it inside your drink.
You could eat it after.
Yeah, it's like a snack.
It's edible. You could literally like... Kind of like the strawberries at Starbucks on top.
Which ones?
You know, on top of the pink drink? You wouldn't
know. I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah, the dried fruit on top?
Yeah.
But we're better. Ours will be better. Are better,
actually. Did you hear that Starbucks actually had a very, downturned month in terms of sales?
Yeah.
I mean, because of the computer issues that have been happening.
Oh, my God.
And McDonald's actually had their first negative month in a long time too.
Whoa.
Because everything's so expensive. But anyways, offlinehumans.com, you can get your tea signed. We have a rubber stamp that we've been we might be using for the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're waiting for those stickers to come in.
In terms of shipping, guys, we'll try to ship them out as soon as possible. No promises. This is our first time ever selling a product ever in our 10 years on YouTube. I've sold clothes before, but I've never sold things of this nature. And yeah, it's trial and error that you guys are guinea pigs. Go buy some if you want to. Thank you.
Dennis was popping on Depop for a hot minute.
Yes, Depop was my place. It was my jam. Anyways, today's episode is created and catered to you specifically by Sabina. She is the one and only scriptwriter today.
Be nice to me in the comments. I don't do this. This isn't part of my job description, but you know, I tried my best. So let's get into it. We're going to be talking about the Olympics this week because it's obviously everywhere. And with great power comes great responsibility. Is that right, Dennis?
Are we talking about Spider-Man now or like what's going on?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the Olympic team?
Olympics, just in general. Kind of like how we were talking about with soccer. This is kind of like like our version of Copa America soccer wise, but worldwide. Like these people have a whole country on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, but on TikTok so many times it's like this week seeing the Olympians, it's like red, white and blue motherfuckers. You know, like
the bald eagle.
Yeah. Like everyone's really feeling that. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about how these people
before that
the pressure.
I understand what you want to get into, but I'm going to change this up a little bit. Have you been watching the Olympics?
Clips. I don't have live TV. I'm not bougie like all that, right. Unfortunately.
I'm going to twist this real quick. There was a teacher who was talking about how she noticed that Gen Z was having a different attitude about the Olympics than normal people or people before would have in terms of the Olympics.
How so?
So I really enjoy the Olympics. I sit in my living room and I watch and I rewatch and I replay and I DVR and I watch it every competition that I possibly can, even table tennis. Okay.
I watch it when I'm here.
I fucking love it. All right.
I watch it when you have it on the TV.
There was a teacher at a middle school or high school and she did like a little poll and asked everyone, hey, are you excited about the Olympics? No one was excited. No one was excited for the Olympics.
What?
And the majority of them said that they would maybe tune in for the opening ceremony.
That's the boring part.
That they might watch Simone Biles and that was it. That they weren't actually going to, I guess, enjoy this time of the year. Because it's only every 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I specifically remember moments in the Olympics 4 years ago and even the one before that, that like, whenever I think of Olympics, come back to my mind. Like, they, core memory moments of the Olympics. Obviously, I'm not the one living them, but I'm seeing them and I enjoy seeing it and I love sports all around. What I wanted to ask you, and I have my own opinion on this, but like, why do you feel like it seems that younger people or Gen Z right now aren't that inclined to watch the Olympics?
I feel as
like
though
you.
It's because where are we going to watch it? Like, I know right now it's on Peacock. I'm not paying for Peacock.
Yes.
I see like that's what I mean by like I'm watching clips of it. I'll look it up myself on YouTube. I'll look it up on TikTok because TikTok is partnering with the Olympics and has that. I don't know if you've noticed. There's like a little thing in the corner, like
the mascot.
The weird mascot. Yeah, the weird looking mascot. I mean, I think he's kind of cute. It's adorable. But if you click on the mascot, you can like follow along with the Olympics. So I feel like they're not tuning in live.
Is that a bird? Did you just see that bird? Anyway,
we'll explain that in a minute. I forgot about that. But I feel like they're not tuning in because like, I don't know about everyone else, but like personally, like the living room TV was always like where my parents watch or my grandpa. Like, so I was always watching on my phone. And so like, if there was another place to watch it live that I didn't have to pay for it, like, yeah.
So to me, and I totally believe that what you said is right. It seems hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like you have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to get there.
It's not streamlined.
The same thing is happening in soccer in terms of where you're going to go watch the game. You have to pay pay-per-view. You might have to actually go to a physical place. Mm-hmm. Like you went with your boyfriend in order to watch the game. Cause oh my God, I don't know if you would have been able to see it at home. I doubt you had the channel or whatever.
We don't pay for cable anymore.
Everything seems to be locked into something. Right. There is either a streaming platform or it's just complex. Mm-hmm. I happen to have YouTube TV, which I really like. So they DVR it for me. But a lot of it is going on at the same time. Like there's multiple sports going on, sports that you don't even know, like shooting. There's that professional Turkish guy that I want to talk about later.
Oh my gosh, the 50-year-old.
Yes. But
I love him.
In particular, that one wasn't like super popular or like archery or there's also. The one with like the disc that's flying and then they shoot with like a shotgun or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that's a different one, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many sports that are on the down low. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the highlights, like the gymnastics.
Yeah.
And
I feel like rugby is only on the high right now because of I think it's pronounced Iona.
The TikToker?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that she actually traded pins, training pins at the Olympic village is a big thing.
Yeah.
With it Simone Biles. Yeah.
Because her sisters made her own enamel pins and Simone had her own pins. So they traded. But Snoop Dogg's pin also fire.
He has his own pin.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he does.
Yo, isn't that cool how Snoop Dogg became like the unofficial ambassador of the Olympics?
He's literally, he's called the unofficial, like he's the unofficial mascot of the Olympics. And he's been seen a lot. In the stands, cheering with people, like kind of like there's a clip of him watching gymnastics and Simone Biles is like, look, with Jordan Chiles, because he's sitting next to Jordan Chiles' family.
I saw that.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny. I think that's just one way that I feel like he uplifts the athletes a little. Like, so many people are like, look, it's Snoop Dogg. Like, let's get a picture with Snoop Dogg. Like, I feel like he's one of the funny parts.
I think that there's a lot of athletes actually that are going to each other's games too.
Yeah,
I
don't know if you've actually seen the basketball team in the Olympics.
Yeah, not just that, but the USA table tennis team is actually having this thing with basketball.
Yeah.
So they are going to their practices and to their games, and the basketball guys are going to watch table tennis, which is like kind of like an odd crossover. But you know, you never know what kind of sports athletes enjoy that are outside of their own sport.
Exactly. Like, I was kind of surprised to see them, like, to be that involved and that knowledgeable about gymnastics, because, I mean, obviously, Simone Biles is everything, and Suni Lee is everything, and they've kind of been the ones that's been popping on social media right now.
Yeah.
But the basketball team went with shirts, and it was, like, an abbreviation that F around and find out, because it's like Simone Biles like saying, and that goes into a little bit of drama, which I don't know if we want to untap right now.
Later. But I know what you're talking about.
But I just think it's cool because they went above and beyond and like made shirts to bring to show the athletes.
So, okay. Overall, the streaming and making it difficult to watch makes the Olympics not as exciting. Technically, if you really think about it, does anyone own the Olympics? Not really, right? There is the official governing body of the Olympics, right? The Olympics is owned by the, I'm pretty sure it's the International Federation of Sports, so IFS, right? But like, they sell their rights in terms of viewership to companies, right? So I think currently it's NBC.
Yes.
So they have like, they put some things on E, sometimes they put them on USA Network, sometimes they put them on like all these other channels that they own. But why Peacock? Like, I don't understand why that one.
Thank you. I think it's because it's like NBC's streaming platform.
Yeah, but that's fucked though.
It is, because I'm not going to pay for a whole new streaming platform just to watch the Olympics. That's especially my thing. I already pay for three streaming platforms. I'm not adding another one to the mix.
Are there any particular sports that are super niche that you enjoy, or that you can be like, okay, that's one that I would watch if I had the ability to?
Not that it's niche. I feel like I would watch the cycling ones because I know Colombia dominates there in the cycling world. So I would want to watch that. Gymnastics, just not just because of the not just because of Simone Biles and are the U.S. athletes. Like, I was showing you the Colombia athlete for gymnastics recently because I just love floor routines and the flipping with the music and how theatrical it is.
So you enjoy a sport that is like prime TV, like it is on TV all the time, basically, like the first week.
Yeah.
Kind of like track on the second week of the Olympics, which
I
is like,
I would also watch track.
The big ratings bringer. Okay. I love triathlon and the power walking.
Like, oh my God.
I love both of those.
They were literally, so Dennis's dad brings us lunch every Friday and me and Natalie are having a conversation during lunch and we look over and him and his dad are just like
practicing power walking. The super crazy ass 6 minute mile power walk. It's so intense, right?
That's actually me on during Run Club. I'm power walking the whole time.
So tell me how there's like this crazy ass power walking. By the way, an Ecuadorian ended up winning. Props to Ecuador. We all love it. So an Ecuadorian ended up winning, but it's not like prime TV that they'll like show replays and highlights. And it's going to be like this thing where when they do like the recap at night, which I actually also watch, they have a 4 hour recap, which is only USA team content.
What?
I hate the
that's kind of whack
patrioticness of it. Cause it's a world thing. Right.
And
at the same time, the viewer, we are currently in the US, so they know who they're catering to. But overall, though, I love triathlon. And one of my biggest things is like, I love watching them transition from like obviously swimming to biking to running. And then at the end when they vomit, it's like, have you seen it before?
You enjoy them.
Have you seen it
Did
before?
Did they swim?
Girl, yes, they swam
in the shit water.
No. Yes. So they actually got into the shit water. So they did, I think it was like a couple laps in the water.
I know.
They did a couple laps in the water. And then they actually got on bikes, did I think it was like 25 to 30 miles. Mm-hmm. And then they did 6 miles on foot at a 5 minute mile pace. That is 2 times faster than most people's mile. Like, this is ridiculous distances after biking, and swimming. But my favorite moment of the Olympics is when the triathlon athletes arrive at the finish line and just collapse. Like, it's just crazy. Their bodies give out.
Yeah.
And they just, some convulse and like actually vomit. Like, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the winners usually just lie on the ground, heavy breathing, very proud of themselves. But I like that. And so you're not going to see replays of that.
No,
like,
you're not. You have to watch it live or record it yourself. Or
somehow, right? So then luckily, like I said, I have YouTube TV, dug deep into it. And then I found out that you can actually go into each sport and like they call it a league. So you go into each league, you find it, and then it's like men's and women's finals, but they don't have like semifinals. They don't have like quarterfinals, which is like to classify like qualifier, or qualify or whatever. Yeah. They don't have any of that. What? So the Olympics is such a big event and there's so many things going on that it's so hard to cover it all. And that confuses people a lot. They don't know what to watch. Like, what is the Olympics?
Exactly.
It's like 100 sports. I think currently it's actually 36. But like 100, if you break it down, men and women, and then like Paralympics, and then like it's so complicated.
Did you hear breakdancing is now in the Olympics?
I saw that.
I would have loved to watch that. That is actually my correction. I would have loved to watch the breakdancing competition in Olympics.
So there's a couple of sports that are actually going to be added on for the US Olympics that are coming up in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
We're getting flag football. We're actually getting football.
I'm pretty sure.
We're getting cricket back and we're getting baseball. So all of those sports are going to be added on. What they don't know is if they're going to remove any, which I hope they don't. They need to, if anything, add more.
Yeah.
I think that they need to keep expanding it. And like I said, highlighting like those really, you know, small sports that don't get a lot of coverage.
Exactly.
I like equestrian. I like the whole horse riding shit. Like, okay, that's crazy.
That's why Snoop Dogg became the...
Yeah, the crip walking horse.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! I was the one that showed Dennis this. He didn't know what it was until I showed him.
Oh, shit. Cut that horse. Crip walking.
I need to get him in a music video. Cut. Shit. Like, I love that. And the fact that he's able to bring it back in a bigger way this year.
Yeah.
I love, and I do think that he takes the pressure off.
I'm really happy they got Kevin Hart out of there though. I gotta say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He's just a supporting role.
All right. Script. I think we kind of got off the script, on the script, off the script, but I know that there's some stuff in there that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Hit me with something. And if anything, we can talk about that controversy with Simone and the other chick.
Yep. But first of all, I just wanted to go to the squirrel.
Oh my God. Back to the squirrel coverage.
Wait, remove it.
Explain squirrel.
That was the perfect moment.
For you viewers, there is a squirrel on screen right now. We decided to pick it as the background to the recording.
So Dennis was like, do you like the background right now? And I was like, yeah, I really don't mind, like whatever. And he was like, well, you can change it to whatever. And then I realized, so my cat loves watching TV. He loves it. Like,
why?
He sits in front, he's an anxious boy. I don't know. Like, he goes out into the yard too. We let him out into the yard. He never escapes. Everyone's like, oh my God, he's not going to jump over the, no, he just goes around and sniffs like really, like any sound. Like one time a whipped cream can scared him. Like the ice falling from the, fridge scares him. So like he loves watching them on the TV and like kind of like pretending to pounce.
Does he scratch or touch the TV?
He only jumped at the TV the first time and then never again because he got like a little tangled in the wires.
I get like this compulsiveness when someone touches a screen or a monitor. I remember a long time ago when we first hired you and you came on, you touched my TV and I flipped out. I was like, hell no, you did not just touch my TV. But you learned. So it doesn't bother you if she were to touch the screen at all? You want to feel anything?
Little paticas? No.
Scratching it, leaving dents or any marks, you don't mind?
I mean, I knew he was probably going to do it once. ever since he jumped at it and he kind of got like tangled and was like, ah,
I saw a video on TikTok of like a cat that was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Owner obviously didn't care. They were just like touching the screen and all yeah. that. But like with so much pressure that like you can, you know, when it like fucks up with like the image and it starts to create like this white haze around where you press. And I was like, damn, he's just going to let the TV break or whatever. But cat. I guess, I mean, certain owners love their cats so much that they just don't mind.
Yeah, that's me. That must have been a fat cat, though. He's not heavy enough to cause that just with his paw. But basically, going back to the point, that is the background.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Agustin's favorite show. Shout out to my cat, Agustin.
Birds and squirrels.
Eating their nuts and their seeds.
You really love your cat.
He's my first pet ever in my life. He's my child.
So, okay.
I birthed my cat.
Run me through your day when you get back home and like you see him after work. Like, tell me a little bit about how you interact with your cat.
So he waits for me at the garage door every time. He's usually napping on my bed. And then when he hears the garage door, he'll like kind of stretch and then come wait for me at the garage door. And then he meows at me and I'm like, hello, mi niño lindo. Like, how was your day? And then he is a social eater. So I have to pet him for him to eat. Someone has to be with him.
You have to pet him as he eats?
Yes.
And if you stop petting, he stops eating?
Yes.
What if you're just standing next to him? Is that enough?
Yeah. Someone just has to be in the room with him while he's eating.
So it kind of reminds me of Jupiter.
Like, he's fucked up in the head.
He likes peeing while being watched. Like, for protection. Like, he wants to make sure he's not going to get, like, eaten or anything while he's peeing, right?
Yeah, he's so vulnerable.
There is this, like... Okay, there's this thing online that says that men always announce when they're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I don't know how much I believe it.
Okay. Does your man tell you when he's going to the bathroom?
Oh my God, I've never paid attention to that, but I will.
Okay, you're
going to
have to. Does he ever say, I'm going to go piss real quick?
I say that.
Okay. No, but do you tell him?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Does he tell you? Try to think back to, I'm pretty sure he probably does.
Like,
every man does this.
Like, probably, yeah.
Announcing.
If I'm, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I call myself announcing, and I do this every time subconsciously. I tell Natalie, I'm saying, oh, bird, wait. Oh, that's a beautiful bird.
That is a beautiful bird.
Anyways, so I'll be with Natalie, like, we'll be watching TV, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm like, I gotta take a piss.
Yeah.
And, like, I caught myself, and I was like, why am I telling her what I'm going to do?
Yeah. So right? She doesn't ask where you're going, maybe.
But why? Right. So then I go pee or whatever. And then I come back and I thought to myself, next time I'm just not going to say. And so I got up and I said it, like, even though I told myself not to. I felt like the need. I don't know if it's like animalistic instinct that we feel like we're going to be attacked. Also kind of like Jupiter, like when he goes to potty, that I'm like, I need to announce that the fact that I'm like weak in this moment and I might be attacked.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it's odd to just get up and leave. Like, is that why I'm announcing that I'm going to the bathroom?
Yeah. I think, I feel like you announce where you're going when you leave in general. Like, hey, I'm going to go in my room.
Yeah. But why?
So we know where you are.
But socially, like I understand that, but like, why?
Why? I could just get up and go.
Yeah.
I think I've done that before, like as a test. And then I always just have that feeling left in me. Like, I didn't tell anyone where I was going. Does anyone know where I am right now? Like
when all three of us.
What if I get kidnapped right now and they like don't know where to look for me?
When all three of us are in like the conference room and like if I just got up and left, like.
Oh, you have. Like me and Natalie will be in the middle of conversation and you're like scrolling on your phone and you stroll away.
Yeah, but it's usually. Well, but I usually say, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. Usually.
Yeah. But yeah.
Huh. Anyways, how did we get to that whole topic?
Agustin only eats if someone's with him.
Oh, okay. That's Agustin what it
only
was.
Eats with
a squirrel. Squirrel.
Agustin only eats if someone's with him. But yeah. And you had asked me what my routine is when I get home with him. So,
okay, so he eats.
He eats and then I let him outside and then I do my thing while he's like on the prowl or whatever for lizards. He really likes lizards. I don't know. But I mean, he's a Floridian cat. So, and yeah.
So we're currently the Olympics is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were to go home early today.
Yeah.
How likely would you be to watch the Olympics when you get home?
Not that likely because it's not on a streaming platform that I own.
You have cable?
No.
What the fuck do you watch? Or like
Netflix and Hulu.
Wait. I watched soccer at your house last time I went when your dad was there. What was that?
That was just like a rerun. Like that wasn't like the game, you know? Like that wasn't a Copa America game. That was just me. I looked up soccer and played what
no
showed up.
No fucking way you made us watch a rerun. Oh my God.
You knew it was.
No.
Yes,
you know,
did.
That reminds me of people who go on YouTube and watch like video game games of games.
Yeah.
And think that they're actual games. Have you heard of that before?
So not when boys watch video, like someone playing an actual video game?
No,
like
it's like
in a video game. There's a video game.
No. Hold up. Let's backtrack. Okay. So there's like FIFA, the game, yeah. The video game, yeah. Right? So you can pick a team like Portugal, France or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can play.
Yes.
Right. So they'll stream that, but they'll title it like, I don't know, Colombia, Argentina, and then the date. So people that go on YouTube trying to like find the game to watch that day that can't, will find the FIFA game.
Bruh.
And like sit there and watch for a while thinking that they're watching the actual game. And so, yeah, there's clips of dads. Like I'm telling you, like old people. There's old people that sit there for, I mean, I'm telling you, they can sit there for an hour thinking and they'll be like, Colombia's winning 7-4, and then they're not even watching the right game.
Do they not know? Like, is it the graphics that good?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
No. Okay. Yes and no. Like you gotta be stupid to not know. But if you're like on the border, like if you're that parent that believes AI on Facebook and like you fall for that shit, like you'll fall for that. It's like that kind of level.
That reminds me, if anyone saw Jupiter's birthday video, we're sitting at the counter and Natalie's mom goes, is it true that this person died?
Bro.
She was like, Facebook told me this person died. Like, I don't know how to confirm. And we just Googled her.
We just Googled the person and they're alive. No, it's that easy to disprove something like that. Anyways, moving away from that. You have what is it?
You know, there's also a script in front
of you. Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's actually a script next to me. So, Snoop Dogg, what do you want to talk about Snoop Dogg for? The unofficial mascot.
I feel like we talked about everything I wanted to touch on.
We got through with that.
Yeah. And now we're going on to like other people.
But okay. First of all, I just got a really bad deja vu.
Yeah.
Secondly, do you feel like having a celebrity watch you play makes you play better?
I feel like it amps up the pressure.
What, isn't that worse?
I actually, on a platform like the Olympics, I don't think it adds to
the pressure that was already there.
Yeah. If it was like I remember, I was fortunate enough to go to Rich White People School, and one of the coaches was a former Patriots player. And I went to school with a lot of kids whose parents were on the Patriots. Mm-hmm. So, at some of the football games, these former Patriots would go to the game to watch their kids and be like, oh my God, can I get an autograph or something? So like, if you're not that person's kid, I feel like that would be like, oh my God, like there's a Patriot watching me right now. I need to be a boss on that field, you know?
Okay.
But on a stage like the Olympics, there's already enough pressure to then be like, oh my God, Snoop Dogg's in the crowd. Like, no, it's more, I feel like the weight of the country is bigger than there being a...
So
famous person in the
they
crowd.
Recently asked Kevin Durant how he acts when there's like a baddie
in the
like right there, yeah. Like watching.
Yeah.
So he says like that he'll say hi.
Rawr.
But that it doesn't directly impact his gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you're in the game, you're like locked in.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's cool. It's also, I mean, it's great publicity for the celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw Tom Cruise was walking through the Olympic section when Simone Biles was there, but it's
Ariana
crazy
Grande
how much
was there too.
It's crazy how many people those athletes are pulling in.
Yeah.
It's great PR.
It is great PR. Ariana was popping off at the Olympics. Or was it tennis? Or she was either watching gymnastics or tennis, which reminds me of Coco. Oh, I feel so bad. She's been cheated so many times. Poor thing.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know how to feel about that.
It's also just from what I know. I don't know it all. I didn't watch the game.
I'm not a big tennis person. I know who she is. It's just hard to win.
Yeah.
Any sport.
Yeah.
At all times, right? And so sometimes there are people out there like a Messi or like a LeBron who tend to win.
Mm-hmm.
But to and I guess Simone to a certain extent, but like to be continuously winning all the time, is not normal. Like, so, you know, I guess she's experiencing some losses recently, but like, that's totally fine. You can be really, really great at something and like still lose. And that's fine. Anyways, you have Tom Daly here.
Yes, because I wanted to.
First of all, that name gives me Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
I can see an actor or a character named Tom Daly on Fairly Odd Parents. I don't know if you remember. No? Have you watched the show?
Of course I watched it.
Tom Daly. It sounds like a reporter.
Well, he's a diver for Great Britain.
Yes.
And he is also very good. He's been to 5 Olympics and medaled at all 5 that he's been to. In diving.
Reporting to you live now from the Olympics, Tom Daly.
But I put him on here because I wanted to kind of guide us through like how athletes handle the pressure. And so he knits sweaters on the sidelines. And I thought that was really cute. He just knits sweaters in their Olympic theme. So like last year he made one with like Tokyo, and this year it shows skill. The intricacy of these sweaters, bro. I'm going to show you after because you're going to be like, whoa.
Okay, so he's a diver.
Yeah. And a father.
Isn't he wet when he gets out of the pool in between his jumps? How is he knitting?
Like warming up, you know, like up until it's his turn.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like, okay.
Like he jumps out the pool, starts knitting.
I'm thinking this fucker jumps off like this 30-foot like... like diving board
into the water, knitting.
Hops out.
Yo, pass me my needles.
Waits for his next turn.
Pass me my
and
needles.
Just starts knitting. Like,
oh my god!
Why was I thinking that? So you're saying he was knitting in between games or events or whatever?
Yeah, like that's how he passes the time and kind of gets his mind off of the pressure of it.
I think there was a little meme of him in a hot like jacuzzi for like. It became a meme.
Yeah.
So there's like the water, like the pool that they dive into. And then there's like a pool next to it that's like kid size.
Yeah.
Where they get into, I don't know if the pool that they dive into has a special treatment, like a salt level or something, but they like wash it off.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you've seen that they get out of the diving area, they go and then they rinse off.
Yeah.
Right. But they also have like this jacuzzi thing on the side. So I don't know if it's for the muscles or something, but yeah, there was like this meme of him just like laying there like that.
I was about to say, it's not the one that's like two guys sitting in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
I've heard of that before. Yeah. But anyways, knitting is cool. I guess that's a way for him to cope with the pressure of the Olympics.
And again, they're just really intricate. Like he gets into these sweaters. I really have to show you a picture.
Have you knitted before?
Yeah.
Was that like a big part of your life for a little while?
I was in knitting club.
You were in a knitting club.
In high school.
I always wanted to take ceramics.
I was in crochet club.
I always wanted to take ceramics.
Me too. Just do things, something with your hands.
My friend did ceramics too and wanted to go into ceramics 3.
Really?
Yeah, but there was no ceramics 3 in high school, but they made the class just for him.
Boy, I thought you meant, he like went into ceramics 2. Like, it's really cool. You mean like there was a ceramics 1, a ceramics 2, and they made a ceramics 3 just for him?
Yes.
That's cool.
He got ceramics 3. He's the only person in the whole school who got to ceramics 3.
As he should.
He got to use the kiln, which is like the hot furnace.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would help the teacher with the kiln and like doing things.
He's cool.
Would you do online ceramics if you could?
So that was a thing. I would not do it. Because it's like, it's just like, if I'm doing ceramics, I'd want the freaking wheel that I'm pedaling and like shaping it. You know what I mean? And if it's at home, they give you like air clay. With some tools and you figure it out.
So we're currently, you know, here at Natalie's Outlet doing big things, releasing big products.
Yeah.
Today's video is sponsored by Offline Humans. One more time, I'm gonna say it before we move into the next topic. Go to offlinehumans.com. You can be one of the first, all signed by Natalie, by hand.
And me.
And me, if you want, you know, you can just throw me in the trash and keep Natalie in like a frame or something. But anyways, you are going through a situation right now where you're actually thinking about whether to stay or should I go?
Yeah.
Tell us about that a little bit. Is that you? Is that me? Is that all of us?
It was the work phone.
So basically,
let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I'm at a point in my life right now where I'm going to be a fifth year and
super senior.
I'm a super senior. College is hard, especially when you're like a COVID kid and there's just been a lot of things going on in my life.
We all understand.
Yeah. It's so, fine. You know, I needed a fifth year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm making good money here.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to give that up. And, you know, I like my job. Like, it's a fun job. And I get pet taxes from Jupiter. So that's cool, too. So I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? Like, I can't drop it for 4 months just to then come back, whatever. So I've been looking into online classes because, again, like, I'm going into my fifth year. I don't have a lot left. Like, I just have my gen eds. Like, I need to meet the amount of required, like, I need 120 credits to graduate. And I did all of the required courses. It just didn't add up to 120.
Mm.
Like, I did all of the, psych classes, the required, like, you need to fulfill.
So what is your major again?
Psychology.
Okay. And you need how many credits again?
20.
Okay. Let's ask the audience what they think. Right. So current situation. And then I know that you gave me three, there was like three possible options that you had. But you want to tell them the options and then you just let them comment about it?
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm leaning towards just going fully online, but the other options were
as a student, online student.
Yes. The other options are take a leave of absence from my current university and take the classes at a community college near us and then transfer them in. Hopefully the credits transfer because, so my requirements
don't go off of hopefully, don't go off of hopefully.
They will
transfer. You need to be certain. Yeah.
They will. Or just take a leave of absence and go back to school eventually once we're more financially stable. Those are my three options.
Those are the three options.
Let me know down below.
Leave a comment telling her what to do with her future. Should we lose our, you know, Sabina in the house, or should she go back to school? Anyways, Olympics again. So Steven, tell me a little bit about Steven.
Oh my God.
Tell
me about my little Massachusetts boy, New England, baby.
This is becoming a whole ass Olympics episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm proud of being a New Englander. You should be more proud of being a New Englander.
I am so proud. Literally, the background could be a New England for all we know. That bird could be a New England bird.
New England. Yeah, you're so true.
That earthworm under that grass could be a New England earthworm.
Okay. So he's becoming a TikTok heartthrob, and especially with the glasses community, because he'll walk up to the pummel horse. Is it pummel or pummel horse?
I think you call it. Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah, he walks up to the pummel horse.
And pummels it.
Yeah, but he walks up with his glasses and then takes them off right when he's in front of it and hands it off. And I thought it was funny. I showed you guys a TikTok that right after there was these girls watching him perform.
Yeah.
And they were like, give him his glasses so he can celebrate. He needs to see to celebrate. Because everyone's like hugging him, kind of lifting him in the air. And he's like, my glasses.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was really funny. And yeah.
Is that all you wanted to say?
Like,
first of all, let's explain who Steven is.
So,
right, I'll go into it if you want me to.
Yes, please.
Okay, so there is the men's gymnastics team, right? They have five players or contenders or people,
athletes.
And so normally on a team, they are all specialists at everything, right? They are all like good all around athletes. The sport in general. If any gets injured, they can have a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. had the luxury of having the ability to select one person who is very good at one particular thing.
And that is Steven.
And he's very good at pummel horse or the horse thing.
Yeah.
Pummel horse, whatever.
His job was just the pummel horse. He sat through the entire qualifiers, through everyone, like through bars, floor, the beam and all and everything. I don't think men do beam, but they do pummel horse instead of that. But yeah, he had to sit through the whole thing just to do the pummel horse.
This guy does not vault.
He does not.
He doesn't do floor.
Nope.
He doesn't gymnastic.
This gymnasticker does not gymnastic.
He pummels the horse.
He pummels the horse.
Yes, that's what he does.
To the point, like, he's only known for the pummel horse in the sense that I saw, and you can confirm because you watched the Olympics, that there was a countdown in
the
corner of the screen just for Steven's pummel horse.
And like, to add to that, the commentator was constantly like, can you imagine the pressure that this man is going through? He came to the Olympics specifically for this moment, for this moment right here.
And he helped secure the U.S. the bronze for the first time that's the first time the men's Olympics team have medaled since 2008.
Yeah. It's that hard to medal in gymnastics when you got China and Japan to go against.
Yo, I can imagine those rings.
Excellent.
Those ring things, like when they're in the air, like the
Iron Cross.
Oh,
that one in particular can really tear your shoulders up. Yeah, I mean, that all around in general, gymnastics is a hardcore ass sport.
Yeah.
And to say that you're specializing or can specialize in one particular activity, like, that's cool. Pommel horse, from my understanding, is an issue for many countries. It's one of the hardest activities to master.
It is.
Right.
And so what makes it more impressive.
When you have an issue like that, where that particular activity is causing your country to consistently lose, you got to go and look for somebody who is very good at that, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's kind of like what team sports do. Like, when they have, like, they're really bad at rebounding or they're really bad at scoring or whatever, they'll go and, like, find that particular person. I think mm-hmm. that was actually really cool of them to consider, Stephen. I'm going to go one step further. Did you know that that gymnastics team was picked by AI?
Of course you knew that. That is...
Did you know that what? Every candidate was placed into a spreadsheet from for the men's whole Olympics. Country. Yes.
Specifically just for men's Olympics.
Just for men's Olympics. Well, okay. Did you know
some
that?
Some good guys.
They put it into a spreadsheet, into an algorithm, and they asked it, what are the best chances of us actually making it out with a medal? And it specifically picked this team. According to gymnast specialists or people who are really into the gymnastics world, there are better gymnasts, but it picked Steven over others because it knew that they needed someone for that spot, and they ended up winning because of him.
Yeah. So amazing. What you're telling me is AI got the U.S. to win
the bronze.
The bronze for the Olympics.
Yes, because it selected the team for them.
Whoa.
That's very cool.
That's very cool. Whoa.
I wonder, moving forward, what it's going to be like in terms of team selection. If you always refer to AI, will you just not make any effort to, like, visually see how people do? Like, do you understand? Like, there are scouts out there whose job is to select,
just go watch, yeah,
and watch and sit at, like, a high school somewhere and, like, observe.
So what you're also telling me is that no one confirmed with the, like, no one double checked AI.
They had doubts, but they went along with what it said.
Okay.
I'm assuming they, like,
double
checked the list. It wasn't as fucking, like, stupid. And, like,
yeah. And that's what I'm like, cause that's where that comes in. Like, they're not stupid. They're not going to just.
Like, no, it was like a team of highly specialized coaches relying on a system to select for them. Right. But they're going to obviously
double check.
They're going to double check it.
Or, like, they still need those scouts to input into the AI.
Yeah. And be true.
Pick from these.
Totally.
Like, we can't pick. There's too many good ones. We scouted too many people. Help us pick.
What that makes me think about, though, is the future of jobs and AI. And if we're all just going to become couch potatoes and just consume what these AIs think we're going to be consuming. I'm going to move into a fun fact. It's not on this list.
Yeah.
Netflix. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is just because I learned this right before the show and I thought that it was really cool.
Guess how old I was when I got Netflix.
How old are you when you got Netflix?
In the fifth grade.
Wow. That makes me feel very old.
I have been a proud Netflix consumer since 20 whatever.
I remember when Netflix was CD only. Mm-hmm. And they would, like, mail it to your house.
DVD.
Okay.
Not CD.
Netflix. You know the sound effect? Mm-hmm. So did you know that that sound effect actually came from a show named House of Cards? There was a scene where the main character who mm-hmm. was trying to become the president mm-hmm. hit the table of the Oval Office. And so he ended that specific episode in the da-dung mm-hmm. and it ended like that. And then Netflix adopted it as their sound effect for their entire streaming service.
Yeah. I did not know that.
That was very cool.
That is very cool.
And I saw it today.
Huh.
And that was actually Netflix's first Netflix original series, which is now one of many because they have so many.
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis's fun facts of the week, guys. These are very Olympic oriented. Soon. I mean, I got to edit this shit and it's coming out right after this.
We didn't even get to the questions.
Okay. Let me hit them with a fun fact or two and then we'll move into the questions.
Okay,
how about that?
I don't want to leave our audience hanging. I asked them for this.
Guys. Did you know that Paris actually gave out, you wrote a 3,000. Did you know that it was actually 300,000? Okay, you're wrong.
Okay, I was just typing as you talked. Okay.
Paris got a lot of condoms for the Olympics.
Hey, no.
Apparently, there is a lot of shebanging and shaboying going on with that pommel horsing.
They want some gold medal babies.
Yes. So a lot of freaky deaconess is going down at the Olympics. It's known as the... it's not the Olympic Village anymore. Yeah. It's called the Olympic Villa. Kind of like... what's that one show on Netflix?
I think it's Love Island.
No, is it Love Island? Yeah. So it's the Olympic Villa now.
A new person has entered the villa.
There's recordings of people like checking out like who's in the room next door.
Holy
what
crap.
The fuck? I've never felt holy a thunder. Crap.
I hope you guys picked up on that.
That was holy crazy. Crap. Okay, what are you doing here?
Hey. How do you guys like this today?
How are you guys doing? How you liking that squirrel in the background?
What squirrel?
There's a squirrel.
What the heck?
look at it.
That's pretty iconic.
Okay, anyways, wow, that thunder really
that was a lot.
Took me out.
Jupiter
I am
had
so
to come visit.
Now.
I'm gonna be here just watching you guys. Your first audience member.
Hey, it's a live studio coming at you live.
Well, finish your thing about.
Anyways,
so Dennis is informing us that Paris gave out 300,000 condoms
for
the Olympic Villa.
Yeah, because people be getting it on at the Olympics,
yeah.
Creating the future gold medalists of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, two athletes got together and make a baby, they got a super baby.
That's what I'm saying. Gold medal babies.
Yeah. I mean, if I was a country, I'd fucking pay for that. They'd make them a lot of money. Why are you doing push-ups, Natalie?
I'm so impressed by Natalie at Pilates every day. I just need to tell people. I'm always doing the modified versions. I'm on my hands and knees. She's planking. She's doing the thing. She's... Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
The V-sets.
Yes. Oh my. Yes. The V-sets. Like she is always going for it.
All right. What? You got some other random facts here that kind of suck. I'm not going to mention it.
Okay. Well, they're Dennis's fun facts of the
they're
week.
They're not Dennis's. Okay. They were Sabina's
exactly.
fun facts of the
they're
week.
They're supposed to
they
be Dennis's. Why did
Dennis.
You Why did you ask Sabina to do it? If
Girl,
they're Dennis's,
I made the fucking website. They're about to buy a tees on. Okay. If God damn.
Well, I'm just saying because you said they're boring.
All
shit.
Right. Hit me with those IG questions and we can move okay. on. All right. By the way, again, for the third time, this episode is sponsored by offlinehumans.com. Check it out. We got our ritual tees up there. We got mm-hmm. sleepy ritual. We got, what the fuck's this? Relaxing rising. Ritual and rising ritual. And then mm-hmm. we have a fourth flavor that not even Sabina knows about. A fourth flavor that will probably be coming out in the future.
What?
That we are working on specifically for our brand. Squirrel. Okay. Questions from IG, please.
Okay. ¿Cómo grabas cuando no
Actually,
están?
Sorry. Hold up. Wait a minute. Which is your favorite flavor?
I've only tried one.
Girl, you work here and you've only tried one?
Boy, I'm not buying that. Y'all pay me. Give me some.
This happened so fast.
I like the red one. The red one is actually very good. Relaxing ritual. Natalie, do you want to tell them?
I don't even remember which
you
one
You
want to
come
tried.
Here and tell them on my mic?
Oh my God.
Just say it.
What am I saying? Hey guys, how's
hey,
it going?
Which one's your favorite?
Okay, so here's the thing. I love the sleepy ritual personally because it has coconut. It's really like soothing and just really nice to.
Thank you.
Wait, please. Okay, next week I will be giving my full spiel. But these are exotic flavors of Colombia.
Anyways,
no additives, natural, everything.
We said that every tea we would sell
gets your signature.
Through the weekend gets your signature.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're personally signing them all. So I need to like hide you in a closet where you just like sign for like the whole weekend. That's your job. Your hands are going to cramp. Anyways. Okay. IG questions. Let's do it. And then we can move forward with editing this and putting it out for the lovely viewers. They really want to see that fucking squirrel back
they
there.
They really let's do. Let them. Look at them. Okay. I'll ask you the question while we watch the squirrel.
Yes. Squirrel. So, and we'll be in the background.
Yeah. ¿Cómo grabas cuando no estás
Why in Spanish?
Because the person asked in Spanish.
Okay.
The person asked in Spanish. I'm going to say it in both. Yeah. Okay. ¿Cómo grabas cuando no estás de mejor humor? So how do you film when you're not in the best of spirits?
I'm going to give you guys a real quick sneak peek into past recordings that we've done here. Mm-hmm. Shit doesn't always go as we want and as planned.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes... there is problems on set where we're just not in a good mood. So the worst thing is pushing through it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not good. I'm pretty sure you weren't even here for the really bad moments. The best thing is to move it to another day. Yeah. I want to be very honest. Move it to another day. Don't push through, because then your bad mood will stick. I'm in a good mood today. Obviously, I hope that it was transmitted through the fucking screen and you could see that I was in a good mood.
With the squirrel.
Anyways, just don't film on days that you're not feeling good.
There we go.
Same thing with Natalie and filming for the main channel.
Mm-hmm.
She always wants to film when she's feeling herself.
I also feel like she's just really honest about it. Like, I feel like last episode or the episode before that, she was like, guys, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to be kind of quiet this episode. And just kind of like commented on what she felt passionate about enough to comment on.
Yeah.
And when it comes to me, my ADHD, oh my gosh, my ADHD just always has me hyper as a squirrel. So I'm down for anything every time. So
hey, that's me. Look, it's us on us.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And then the squirrel. Okay.
Question.
Because some of these were specifically for Natalie. How do you decide what to share and what not to share? You kind of share everything. You don't care. What pet
me?
Peeves? Yeah.
Or both of us.
You specifically.
Oh, I share all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, me too. Pet peeves about each other.
About Natalie, or we're talking about us now because we're on the show?
I think us because we're the ones on the show.
Okay. What's your pet peeve with me? Come on.
Ah, you time go first. You go essence. First. You go first.
Okay. I don't like that you breathe in before the spoon enters the mouth. Okay. You're eating and you're already inhaling. I said it.
I didn't even notice that. He has a big thing about slurping and eating and sounds that come from your mouth.
So this is Samina. This is the spoon. Ready? Reenactment. Squirrel. Or actually bird. And then reenactment. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So this is you. Okay.
Yeah.
The spoon has not reached my mouth and I'm already fucking breathing in. Okay.
Gotta make sure I'm breathing right.
Why?
My body. I don't know.
Pet peeve.
You can just be annoying. Like shit.
Like right now?
No. Like, it's the middle of the work day. Like, I thought you were in a bad mood and then suddenly you're like, whoop! You know, like, I don't know how to decipher.
I'm trying to get that energy, you know?
For I know. I just don't know how to decipher. Is he in a bad mood now? Or is he not in a bad mood? And like, kind of like, ugh.
I only get in a bad mood when I'm starting to get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm asked to do something that's either out of my scope, which is a term we use here a lot, out of our scope, or I'm asked to do something that I know is not possible.
Yeah.
That frustrates me. But other than that, I would say I'm in an okay mood most of the time.
Yeah.
Today I feel great. I feel great today.
Yeah. I feel like those are the only real pet peeves.
Not that I want to make excuses about, I just want to clear things up. Like, but annoying. Totally. I can be annoying. We can all be annoying. I'll be annoying and I'll continue to be annoying.
Yeah. Me too. I'm definitely annoying.
You are very annoying.
Yeah.
Especially the...
I just don't have like pet peeves next. Like that. The only pet peeve I really have, oh my God, today it really got me. This bitch
These
on an
tangents
email.
Are annoying.
Yeah. She called me Sabine. My name is Sabina.
In an email?
Yes.
Who? Okay. Maybe it's better you don't.
Yeah.
Is
I'll
it
tell
like
you about
a business
it.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay. This is just kind of an interesting one that I'm also kind of curious about. Why are you like an atheist?
I'm not an atheist.
What do you believe in?
Are we really going to get into this right now?
Multiple people ask.
Okay. I am a theistic evolutionist.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up. I'm not going to go too in deep into it. I believe that God exists,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he does anything. He just kind of takes a step back and lets life do its thing.
Mm.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
I don't like religions.
Yeah.
I don't like the construct of a religion or organizations.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just don't like the way that, you know, people tell people how to do anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And so like, I wouldn't label myself as like a particular thing. I like to label myself as like a particular way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
but I don't associate myself with a group of people that's cultish in my mind.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
That's where I'm gonna leave that. That might've actually already been too far, but whatever.
I hope that answered a lot of people's questions.
Holy shit. This thunder is wild.
I know. Me walking to my car is going to be sad, but
One more, and then I edit this in blazing speed.
Why are guys so protective over girls?
Is that directed to me? Or that seems like a broad question that they just want answered by me.
Yeah.
Why are guys so protective over girls?
You're the only guy, so
I would say I'm not protective of you guys. I let you guys do your own thing, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say is protective? I know you're not the one asking it, but like, let's break that question down.
I feel like being overprotective would be like being out and about and kind of like on the prowl. Like,
I want to understand, like, by overprotective, do they mean like, okay, there's so many ways that this question can go. It's like, I don't let Natalie go anywhere because I'm afraid that she'll get hurt. Or it's like overprotective, like I'm with her and then I'm like looking around making sure like other people don't like hurt her, or I'm like a jealous type of person. Like there's that question was very broad.
If you were the one that asked this question, let us know more detail down below.
Yes.
In that case, what content would you say do you like but are nervous about because it doesn't align with what you usually put out?
Oh shit. That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought it was a great question. I wish Natalie was here to answer it, but I would love, like, I know there's content that both of us would love to do, but
I like skits a lot.
Yeah.
But Natalie's not very big into, we used to do skits and we used to have like special episodes where we do stuff for like Halloween where we would like act.
Yeah.
I would like to believe I'm an okay actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that, or like, I love gaming, but I can never see myself streaming. Like, why? That's just, I know, like, I don't know if I'm that interesting enough where like, I'm by myself speaking. Like, streaming is an art form. Like, you really have to capture people's attention for hours.
What if it's just someone recording your game with Juan?
That would be interesting. But at the same time, I feel like if you're streaming and you're playing with a friend, they would doubt or they would overthink what they say. Mm. And it would break this. I game to relax. Mm. I don't game to create content. And so that's very different. And then if the other person was knowing that they're being recorded, I think they'd have to be very careful about what they say, because it's not that we say bad words. I don't want to make it seem like that.
But like
it's just like, like how'd your day go? And then they're like, they might say, oh, my day was shitty or whatever. And then they know that their boss or something might be watching, like, they don't want their coworkers to feel like they have a bad day or whatever. Like, that's not the purpose of it, of the gaming. The gaming at night is a therapeutic experience. It's not a like make money experience. You know?
I see. I would want to put more opinionated stuff out there.
Really?
I feel like a lot of time we don't talk about something because you're like too political, too controversial.
Yeah.
Too something. And I'm like, oh, but I'm really passionate about this.
I do feel like that kind of stuff pulls in views for a lot of people. At the same time, it's like platforms are so weird right now where you don't know when you'll get like shadow banned or flagged.
Mm-hmm.
And like your content won't do well. And then it's like actually because of the context of like what you said.
Yeah.
Like I swore a couple of times on this platform. On this specific podcast. Like I said that for a couple times.
I did in this episode.
And then like, are we going to get flagged? Like, I don't know. At that point, I might be risking it. There's podcasts that I watch that they bleep it out.
Very true.
I don't know. Maybe don't
bleep.
That.
Should we start bleeping?
I ain't putting in that fucking effort to bleep out every F word. Like, hell no. Like, no, I'm not. That's too much effort.
I know. And then it's like, what bad word is too bad?
I don't like editing the podcast, period.
Yeah.
Whenever the podcast ends and then you guys are like, maybe like, oh, that, you know, that one part, like,
oh, like, can you bleep it?
Can you fix that? Can you bleep that? Can you like edit that? Like, no, like,
yeah, you're very,
it's like, so annoying to do because this is already extra, and to have to go and do something like that, it's like too extra. I don't know. It is what it is. Anyways, thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Natalie and Sabina and Dennis and Jupiter show.
Woo!
Today's special Thunder episode where we almost died. That was crazy.
That was a literal crazy. Anyways.
Okay. The Olympics. Are you watching it? Leave a comment down below. What is your favorite sport? What are your thoughts on it? Have you kept up with it? And also be sure to rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know what you thought about today's episode. And don't forget,
Offline Humans.
Today's episode is sponsored by offlinehumans.com. Go check it out. Buy some tea. Get a signed package directly from Natalie.
Yeah, again, that's offlinehumans with an S .com.
OFFLINES.com. Oh, bird. It's a bird. Is that the official mascot of Offline Humans?
Squirrel.
Okay. Goodbye. Anyways. Thank you for tuning in. Bye. See you next week. Bye.
Hope it didn't suck. Thanks.
Good job.
Do
you think it sucked?
Yeah.
Okay.